I can't believe it's been another year, Kristen.
I know. I'm excited to be back. I'm ready to talk to some more people about Live Ops. It's been a little while.
It has been a while, and we're face-to-face, like, in a studio, which
I know.
Has been crazy.
It's been even longer for that. We're actually able to be together now, which is great, and I think we're going to get some really fun conversations going for this season. I'm Kristen Cox. I'm the Director of Live Operations for Xbox Game Studios Publishing. I've got 18 years of experience in the industry, pretty much spent my whole time as a game developer working on large-scale Live Ops games, things like MMOs like MapleStory and Guild Wars 2.
Hi, I'm James Gorsman. I'm currently a general partner at Andreessen Horowitz, focusing on the game industry. Previously, I was a co-founder and CEO of PlayFab, which focused on building game services for game studios. I also ran the gaming vertical for Microsoft, which is how I met Kristen. And I'm really excited for this third season of the podcast as we continue expanding the group of people we talk to from the industry.
If you haven't heard all of the rest of the episodes, season 1 and 2 are out there. Some of them are probably worth a re-listen to. I mean, a lot has happened.
Do we have a theme this season? Sounds like we're starting to expand a little bit. You know, we're going outside of strict, narrow live ops to looking a little bit broader into sort of game design and the broader context of gaming.
Yeah, I think that follows along with the theme of what's been happening in the industry, which is live ops is kind of everywhere now.
Yeah.
And we're starting to see it expand out and a lot of experimentation happening. Non-gaming applications, really interesting things inside game economies with things like NFTs or potentially what play to earn might
yep.
look like for the future. So there's a lot of really interesting things happening that very much touch on the history of live ops and the kind of experiences that live ops practitioners have been having for years. But we're starting to see that really bleed out into a lot of other industries.
I also feel like we're starting to get to sort of almost like Gen 2 live ops games. Because when we started this podcast, live ops is still a niche-y topic. I really think nowadays every designer I talk to knows they need to be operating their game.
Absolutely. So I think we'll explore all of that this season. We have some really interesting guests lined up. You know, I think we'll talk to like a wide range
yeah.
of people. Some of them will just, you know, be classic live ops practitioners who were, you know, running live games for years. And some of them will be people who are doing some things that are a little different.
Yeah.